A fellow traveler on the train told the author that in a dream that lasted every night, he had lived a whole life. But it was in a different time and country, and his name was not Cooper, but Jeedon. He fell asleep in Liverpool at the very beginning of the 20th century, and when he opened his eyes in a dream, he was a great man of the North Country in the future. The author raises the problem of the private and the public. Jeedon met the girl of his dreams and abandoned his people. He poisoned himself with his beloved in Capri. Cooper himself had never been there, but the author, who vacationed on the island, recognizes from his description of the cliffs and terrain. Jeedon is approached by a man sent for him. The country he has left is in turmoil. It is on the brink of disaster and war. But Jeedon says, "It does not concern me." However, the war that began in his country quickly became a world war. The people went mad, and praised the dictator Evesham. In the course of the war, both Jeedon's sweetheart and himself were killed. And Cooper now considers himself and all the people in the present as pale shadows,